Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, if you have a vegetable garden or maybe some fruit trees, an age-old way of making the summer and the autumn haul last right through the winter when there's nothing to grow or pick is to pickle and preserve. But in fairness, how many of us do it? Well, we're going to find out the easy way to create a selection of jars filled to the brim with crunch and spice and flavour to brighten up the most lackluster meal. And who better to explain all this to us than Aisling Larkin, who's a TV chef and food and wellness advocate who's with me here in the studio. Hi, Aisling.
Good morning.
This scares me. You know, I eat the things when they're fresh and then I can't be dealing, but it's easy, you're telling me.
Like, it is easy. And I joke very often kind of saying, you know, I think it's an era thing. And, you know, like, chutney making and pickling and different things like that, you kind of, maybe it's when you've a little bit more time on your hands.
Yes.
But what I would say is pickling is so quick, and that's why I like pickling more than even fermenting, which I haven't gotten into very much, or chutney making. I think they're kind of a longer, slower kind of burn, whereas pickling is quick. It's all about preserving. I suppose, as you said there, the age-old thing is we had such a bounty from the garden in the summer. And, you know, this is going way back. And, you know, we were harvesting everything from the fields, bringing it in, and then we were trying to make the best of the love that went into growing onions, growing turnips, growing carrots, growing cucumbers. You've got this bounty. You're kind of thinking, how do we preserve these flavours that go into the winter? Mm-hmm. But also, how do we preserve the food? So it was very much that food waste thing and that sustainable piece as well. And for us now, it's a huge trend. We're seeing so many top chefs around the world where pickling is that piquancy. It's that final note on a dish that, like, lifts and brightens everything.
See,
and that's what's exciting.
I had a red onion the other night and I just sliced it finely, put it in with a bit of apple cider vinegar and a bit of water and a bit of sugar. That's it, isn't it?
That's pickling.
We had it with our dinner, but I could have kept that for a couple of weeks.
You could have kept
that
in the fridge. Okay. See, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. It's just carving out the time to do that.
It is.
I know it's so worth it, isn't it?
Because
it does change the profile of a meal.
Absolutely. Like, you take something that's very fatty or very rich, like a cheese, a meat board, pâté. So very often in French cookery, like, that's where we'll see these little cornichons popping up,
yes,
which is the little baby kind of cucumbers that have been pickled. You know, we see gherkins on a rich beef burger. And it's trying to cut through that richness of the meat board, the cheese. So for that reason, it's fabulous. Like, it really does add that tang that we're looking for, that lift, that element of interest to a dish. Like, you take any simple salad that you're going to make for dinner, make for lunch, bring to work, you add a few pickled cucumbers to that.
Changed utterly.
Oh my God, transforms it. And I'm talking the ones that you do that have a bit of sugar in them. You know, the ones that are almost that kind of avoca-esque kind of style. And so many places do them, but they've got a slightly higher proportion of sugar. So you're getting this really interesting play of tangy vinegar with sweetness.
Right, so that's what we're doing, isn't it?
Yes.
Vinegar, sugar, and water. Do we need water?
Salt or water. So sometimes, okay, there's a couple of different ratios, right? If you're starting really, really simply, the easiest one to remember is 1:1. So one part vinegar to one part water. So 250 mils of vinegar. It can be cider vinegar. It can be red wine vinegar, white wine vinegar, champagne vinegar.
Whatever you have.
Malt vinegar plays differently. He's a kind of a different one on the shelf.
He's fierce.
Come back to that. Yeah, he's fierce. He's used for something like your pickled eggs or, you know, that very English pub thing of, like, pickled pearl onions.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you
nice in a beef bourguignon.
Yes. And that's where you use that malt vinegar. It kind of brings this browny kind of hue to it, much, much more oomph and impact. But let's park that for a second. If we go back to the classic, 250 mils of water, 250 mils of any of your vinegar, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt. That's your basic pickling liquor. So if you're beginning this at home, the simplest thing is put those four things in a little saucepan, heat them up, bring them to the boil. Get some sort of a washed out clean jam jar or those lovely mason jars or the Kilner jars.
Do you need to sterilise those?
You do. But I suppose, like, commercially, they will sterilise the jars. They will pasteurise. And this is why they get a much longer shelf life if they're commercial. At home, what I would say is, like, if you can boil the kettle of water, put the pot in the sink and kind of just pour the boiling water over it. Just do try That'll and give it a little it? A little sterile. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it'll just help preserve it for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're taking
You're making
that
it easier and easier now as we go along.
Exactly.
This is great.
And making it like the thing with me is you if you're gonna tackle something like this, let's make it be successful from the start. So mm-hmm. like that will help and it'll keep them for a little bit longer. You slice up your onions just like you did, or your cucumbers, and put them into the jar. You pour the hot liquor over it, allow it to cool a little bit first. Pour that over and make sure everything is submerged. So you don't want some of them at the top sticking out.
Oh yeah, no, they don't.
Try and
yeah.
submerge them all. Give it a little shake. Put the lid on. Seal it. 24 hours, 48 hours is best, but you can pop them in the fridge, you know, and then keep them for 2-3 weeks. So depending on the concentration of the vinegar, that's kind of how quickly the pickle is going to happen or how long it's going to last as well.
Mm-hmm. So you can up your ratio of vinegar to what's the other ingredient?
To water. Yes.
And then that means it's going to pickle quicker.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you can do 3 parts vinegar, 2 parts water, 1 part sugar. Uh-huh. And for those kind of cucumbers that we spoke about that are fabulous in a salad, that's a really lovely one to do. So 300 mils of vinegar, 200 mils of water. You can go kind of like 50, 75 grams of sugar. You can even go 100 grams of sugar and really make it really, really sweet. And it's lovely to add little aromatics as you go. So something like your cucumbers, take things like dill really well. If you had little coriander seeds, little mustard seeds, a little bay leaf, star anise work lovely with your pink pickled red onions.
Throw them all in.
Yeah, and it adds a lovely flavour. And it's just, so I suppose you can, the really easy one is the water and the vinegar, right? That's yeah. kind of going to get you where you want to go. But if you do want that hit, that extra piquancy, I love the extra vinegar one. And like from that sustainability perspective, like I suppose we've talked about pickled cucumbers, pickled onions, pickled eggs. There's a lovely kind of concept of a house pickle, which is something as simple as opening the salad drawer and kind of going, what have I got left? Now, if it's gone, let it go, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's kind of going, okay, what am I going to do? A couple of little baby carrots, regular carrots, things like cauliflower pickles really well. I was in New York recently and we had this most stunning pickled cauliflower with these little sweet raisins, and it had this kind of creamy tahini dressing over the top. Oh my God.
Delicious.
So cheap to make. So simple, but incredibly delicious. And again, you just take that 250ml of water, 250ml of vinegar, peel your cauliflower, pop it in. Things like beetroot, you can buy like the VAC packed beetroot, slice it up and pickle in that. Mm-hmm. And actually what's a lovely tip is, have you ever seen these pink pickled eggs?
Yes.
So they're really lovely. If you wanted a really kind of fancy little canapé or a really nice starter, what you can do is if you buy a jar of pickled beetroot from the supermarket, use up all your beetroot, save that pickling liquor that's already created for you, hard boil a couple of eggs, peel them, allow them to go cold, pop them into that pink juice, seal them up, pop them in the fridge. So the longer you leave them, even after 2 or 3 days, you'll see the result. The pink dye starts to penetrate into the egg, and then you slice them in half. If you even Google a picture of them and have a look, they're the
most
beautiful.
You're not going to poison us now with leaving the eggs that
long. No, I won't.
I'm nervous.
I know. And the eggs make me nervous too. They really, really do. So that's maybe a slightly braver one. But something like that house pickle, where you're just using up cauliflower, carrots, onions, things like
and
that.
And with the carrots then, are you slicing them really finely?
Thinner.
Yeah.
So the thinner they are. But what's lovely actually is to do it a little bit random, because what happens then is you get some of the veg that will absorb the pickle and they'll go softer, but you'll get some then that will actually stay a little bit crunchy. They'll have a little bit of a bite. So it adds that really interesting texture, which is really, I really like that. There's other lovely things you can do, like some of my favourites are pickled walnuts, pickled grapes, pickled blackberries.
Ooh.
So I pickled blackberries a couple of weeks ago and it was so simple. Just take your blackberries, again, that 250ml of water, 250ml of vinegar, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, put them in the little jam jar. And I only did maybe like 100 grams, just a small little few. But I took a round of camembert. So you know the circle of camembert you can buy in the supermarket. Baked that in the oven, just in a little tray, let it go all oozy and melty, and then put the pickled blackberries on top.
Sounds fabulous.
Really lovely.
Really nice.
Yeah, there's some lovely
really
kind
nice.
Of...
And the walnuts then, what are you doing with them?
Salad. Pop them in a salad. Think like a goat's cheese salad. And again, they pair with those little pops of sweetness. So things like rehydrated cranberries, sultanas, raisins, goat's cheese, your mixed leaves, and then to pop in those... pickled walnuts. They just add, because you've got the crunch, you've got the nuttiness, but then you've also got, it's that piquancy, it's that heat mm-hmm. that we crave. Because when we talk about creating dishes in balance, we want salty, we want sweet, we want a little bit of heat, we want savoury. Our palate loves that creamy. But sometimes a meal can be just a little bit lackluster. So to have that pop at the end of a meal, something like a pickled walnut, like you think Chinese cookery, like that pickling was going on Chinese, like way back, thousands of years. And it was things like pickled radish, pickled daikon, and dishes like congee, which are kind of quite bland, creamy dishes. They needed something interesting in the depths of winter to, you know, for appetite, mm-hmm. for interest to lift them. So something
and with
like
Indian cooking
radish.
As well, Aisling, isn't there a lot of cut through with pickles in Indian cooking?
So like pickled lime is one. Now that's not traditional, like the pickle that we have at the moment, but things like pickled lime, things like something sweet, like a mango chutney. And again, chutneys not to be confused with pickle. Chutneys are something that are cooked. They're a cooked down sauce or condiment. Whereas when we're doing a pickle, we're just using the vinegar and the sugar and mm-hmm. the salt to kind of have the action.
It's a great way, because we all waste food. Like we know from the statistics in our own kitchen that we're always, you know, forever overbuying and not using stuff up. As you say, totally. You open the salad drawer and you see the poor old cucumber. It's a great way to deal with that if you have a bit of time. But it sounds to me, having listened to you, that it's something that you could maybe put your mind to while you're cooking in the evening, you know, in that gap where something is simmering for 20 minutes that you could maybe just throw this together.
Yeah, no, but that's it. And it is as simple as water and vinegar in a saucepan. Like I said, the little pinch of salt and sugar. That's it. Mm-hmm. Heat it up, let it cool down, pour it over whatever. And the thing about this, it's not perfection. This is homey. This is meant to be random
rustic.
In shape. Yeah, rustic. That lovely word, rustic. But it is, because no one's coming to judge your pickle. You know, you're just putting it into a salad. You're putting it on a toasty, something lovely like that.
And is a relish different again then?
Yeah, so again, a relish is like your, so something like a Branston pickle, you know, like a brown sauce, mm-hmm. because the volume of vinegar that's in them, they're kind of considered along the lines of a kind of a rough pickle, but technically a pickle is not cooked. So something like your chutneys, your relishes, they're using a vinegar in them to add that, almost like a ketchup, which again isn't a pickle, but it's going down that line of that vinegar. So it's the use of the vinegar in that. And again, something like a beautiful apple cider vinegar, when you're doing your onions, it can really, pickled apple, lovely mm-hmm. in a salad. Really,
I have a lot of apples I need to do something.
They keep
with.
Arriving at the door.
Yeah. What do we do with them?
With the apples?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So should we prep them and can you prep them and freeze them?
You can prep them and freeze them. Stew them down. Like I love them stewed down out of the freezer. You can stir them into the porridge or the overnight oats in the morning. Yeah. So I think they're really, really handy. I have a couple of lovely recipes actually on my Instagram. I did these little turnovers. So I've got a tin of pre-cooked caramel, grated a lot of the apples, stirred the caramel and the apples together, bought a little bit of puff pastry and just fill them with the caramel apple filling.
Lovely.
And then just bake them in the oven, and then when they come out, paint them with a little bit of melted butter and cinnamon sugar mm-hmm. over the top. So that's a real treaty one that you can do. I love a galette, like an open tart, really free form, where again you're using something like, you can, it would pair beautifully with the pickled onions on top, or something like a caramelized red onion on the bottom. So shortcrust pastry, caramelized onion on the bottom, slice up your apples, blue cheese. Bake that in the oven.
Delicious.
Delicious. And then your pickled red onion on top of that. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of cut through between the rich, the creamy, the savoury, and then the hint of that lift at the end.
Or you can get your apples, chop them all up, put them in the freezer, and then in a few months' time you won't know what they are.
Exactly.
That's without labelling
them
too.
Yeah. make a crumble.
I still have loads of things in my freezer that are, what do they call them? Unidentified freezer objects.
I know.
Do you do that? Please tell me you do that.
No, I do that. I have, you know what's killing me at the moment? I have this ginormous focaccia loaf that is honestly this size, and I had it for a work thing I was doing and I didn't use it. I was like, I'll use that now. I'll use that at Christmas.
And it's in your freezer.
Needs to come out. Something needs to happen. That focaccia, yeah, definitely.
The
it happened
huge
to everybody.
Loaf of bread. It really does. We're all guilty of it. Aisling, thank you so much.
Thank you, Claire.
Lovely to see you again. That's Aisling Larkin, and you can find Aisling on Instagram for lots more ideas. Coming up though, we're going to take a closer look at the life of George Bernard Shaw.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.